That's my mom, sir.
I have Mr. Ford.
You have Mr. Ford. Okay, so Mrs. Rittenhouse is going to be conducting the hearing.
Mr. Freeman?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you start by please stating your full name and your ADC number?
Maurice Lamont Freeman, 242-697.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are listed on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified about this hearing on March 14th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that? Okay, on that form, this is the reason it's important. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself in the hearing?
Myself.
Okay, that's fine, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. And you can't see us, but we have in the room with us the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair this afternoon. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Right.
So before we get started, Mr. Freeman and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Freeman, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Freeman, I'm going to read each of these two allegations from your warrant. And as I read each one, I need you to tell me if it's true or false.
Right.
Okay, here is the first allegation, and that is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 24, 2017, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated July 27, 2017. Mr. Freeman, is this true or false?
About the UA, you say?
The use of methamphetamine on or about July 24th.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's true, okay. That was allegation number one. Here's number two. It's that you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Mesa House, 314 East Maryland Avenue in Mesa, on or about August 4th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. At that point,
yes.
Your whereabouts were unknown, both were an absconder from supervision. Is that true, sir, or false?
It's true, and the reason for it is because they kept throwing me out the Mesa House. Now, I paid them $200 in transport before I even got out of prison. I paid them $200 for my parole transfer that I was making. They took my $200 and told me I couldn't go, and told me it was not refunded. Okay, so I went to the Mesa House, and it's like every time I pay these people, they throw me out. So I talked to my parole officer, and I said, hey, man, can I at least pay to have my stuff transferred? He told me, oh, I need you to stay in the Mesa House for at least 3 months. And then 6 months, I said, they keep throwing me out, man, every time I pay them. I mean, I'm going to be on the street and keep going through this stuff. So I asked him, can you please have my stuff transferred to Las Vegas? He wouldn't do it for me, so I took off. Yes, I took off.
All right, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Freeman. I can feel the frustration in your voice.
Yeah, because it's like I'm just being played, like they don't care about my life. They took my money, first off. I couldn't do nothing about that. Now I'm responsible. Then I asked them to do it again. I paid another $200 to transfer me to my house. I got a house. Why should I be in a halfway house?
Well, I'm sorry about
that.
It's
like they was working as a team, a halfway house and a parole officer. So I took off. I'm not going to play the game.
All right, Mr. Freeman. I'm going to move to out of phase one of your hearing. Before we do that, we have to make a vote here. I'm just going to say, based on Mr. Freeman's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by, Mr. Johnson. Of course, I immediately checked the wrong box. Okay, I corrected it. So, Mr. Freeman, we can move on to phase two of your hearing, which is the more important one to you, which is where we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, we need to get some background information about your case from Mr. Westby. So just stay on the line there, and we'll be back with you in just a few minutes to talk with you some more. Just stay on the line. Thank you. Mr. Westby?
On January 21st, 2017, Mr. Freeman was released from DOC. He was arrested February 14th, 2018 by Las Vegas Metro PD, where no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 26, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of September 1st, 2019, which reflects 194 escondes. Current conviction, 2009, narcotic drug violation, two counts, count one, 7 years, count two and a half years. 2009, armed robbery, 10 years. There are no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC. CUR score 3-3. Mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrest, 1994, narcotic drug violation, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, narcotic drug violation, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 1998, narcotic drug violation, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2001, narcotic drug violation, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is a G2B3.
Okay, Mr. Freeman, now, you were telling us about the Mesa House, and there is a little bit of a, we have a little written report here, sir. It looks like you were originally at the Mesa House on South Mesa Drive, but then you went to the one on 314 East Maryland, is that right?
No, I've always been in the Mesa. When I got out June 21st of 2017, I went straight to the Mesa House.
The Mesa House.
And that's where I left from. I never went to any other house.
So what street is that on? What's the address?
It's on, it's 28 South Olive on Main Street, Main and Olive, so, in Mesa.
They just have the address on here, so that's why it's not very clear, but on the written report. Okay, so you only went to that the one time. But there's a statement here that says on July 24th you were discharged from that home due to admitted substance abuse. What was that about, sir?
That's when they put me out, and then I went to the, they sent me to this little a detox place. I went to the detox place. People told him, called him and told him, hey, this man, it's nothing wrong with this man. He's clean. So we can't keep you here, so they sent me back to the Mesa House.
Well, sir, this indicates that you admitted to substance abuse.
Right, okay, yeah, that's the one I admitted to that.
Well, what substance did you admit to, sir?
Well, I admitted to being how I met, and they threw me out, and then I went back in. Then the guy threw me out again, told my phone off, I threatened him or something, he threw me out again. So I took my phone off, I said, man, what's going on with people? It's like every time I pay them, the weekly rent, he wants to throw me out. So now they're in the street with all these clothes.
Mr. Freeman, this report indicates that you were discharged due to methamphetamine use.
This is what he's saying. This is what he's telling my phone off.
But you just said you admitted to
it. They threw me out of there twice now. They threw me out for the first time, I admitted to doing it. Then they accepted me back in. Then he threw me out again. Now I'm on the street with all these clothes, and I tell my phone off, hey man, what's going on with these people? Why do you keep throwing me out? So my phone off said, well, if you don't be down in my office at 3 o'clock, I'm going to point a warrant out for you. I'm like, what kind of game do you play? So I just said, okay, and I went to Vegas with my wife. I jumped on the Greyhound, I went to Vegas. That was it. I went to Vegas, I got a job working at Vegas Casino, and on Valentine's Day, I was with my friend, and her ex-boyfriend poked some holes in her car tire, and that's when the police got me. I was up there working and everything. I was working when I was here. I was working at the Asian market down on the Asian market in Mesa. I was working at the Asian market. So I looked at my report, my parole officer turned out, I never told him I had a job. I told him, let me get my own apartment because I got a job working at the Asian market.
So this
like he didn't want to help
Mr. Freeman. Were you aware that when you're on parole or when you're on community supervision, you can't leave the state without your parole officer?
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But if these people keep throwing me out the Mesa House, throwing me on the street, and all my family is out of state, I'm not going to be on the street because I'm not a homeless guy. I got my own house. They should have never even took my money and then told me I couldn't go and didn't refund my money. It's like it's a whole game with these people. So, I mean, right now, it's to a point to where I don't even want to get back out. I just want to do my time, and I'll be free. No parole, no nothing, then I can go home, and I ain't got to worry about Arizona. Because Arizona's full of crap, man. I mean, I hate to say it. They full of crap. They take your money. They do what they want to. I'm not going to play that game. I don't even want to leave out here. I want to do my little parole time here, then I can go home free. I ain't catch no cases when I went out and took off to Vegas. I went out there, got a job working at Vegas Casino. I just happened to, the police called me and I told me I got an outstanding one in Arizona. They took me in.
Okay, Mr. Freeman, hold on a second. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have a question for you. Anyone else here have a question for Mr. Freeman? Okay, Mr. Freeman, we're coming to an end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity. Now, you've told us a lot already, but is there anything else that you haven't told us that we need to know before we make a decision?
Yes, that's it. I haven't.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. But Mr. Freeman, the way, I don't know if you've had a parole hearing before, but the way this works is the board is going to enter discussion, and all we need for you is you to just stay on the phone and remain silent, because it's the board talking about your case. We don't discuss cases before we get in this room. So this is the only time we've talked about your case. So stay on the phone, we'll be right back with you, sir. It might sound like we're talking to you, but we're not, so. Okay? All right, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Freeman is an interesting individual who definitely had some disagreements there at the Mesa House, although he did admit to using meth there, and I'm sure that they highly frown upon him. When he got frustrated there at Mesa House, he decided that a better place for him would be up in Las Vegas, so he took off. He didn't tell his parole officer that he went up there. But he went up there and was missing for 194 days. During our short conversation with him, he indicated that he would prefer just to finish his time so he doesn't have to worry about a parole officer. So I think that's probably the best course for him, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. All right. Based on information then in 2017W2781, our conversation with Mr. Freeman, information provided by Mr. Westby. I moved to revoke community supervision as Mr. Freeman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by shoddy for 194 days, during which time he tells us he went to Las Vegas. And he also admitted to using methamphetamine while on community supervision.
Second. Agreed.
Thank you, sir. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. So, Mr. Freeman, back to you. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will just remain incarcerated. But when you get out, on or about September 1st of 2019, you won't have to worry about a parole officer. You can go anywhere you want to go, and we wish you the best of luck, sir. And if you'd give the phone back to your 03, we'd appreciate that. Your hearing is concluded.
Well, he left the office, so what do you want me to hang up?
No, don't hang up, sir. See if you can find him. He has to transfer us to another unit.
All right, hold on.